Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back at it, rolling through a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty with you, Mac Morey along as well, as we get closer and closer and closer till 10 o'clock and closer to the Ravens-Chiefs on Sunday. He joins us every single Friday at 9 o'clock. He is former Chiefs defensive lineman Sean Smith. And Sean, another big one here for this operation. To me, it comes down to one thing and one thing only: being able to run that dang football against those Baltimore Ravens. How do you see this one shaping up?
Man, I see it shaping up, like you say, running the ball against the Baltimore Ravens. But it's not just a must-win game for us. It's a must-win game for either both teams, Ravens and the Chiefs. In order for the Chiefs to win, though, I mean, we got to protect Mahomes. We got to exploit the blitzes by the Ravens and win the time of possession, I feel.
Yeah.
Just
what,
being honest.
What are we doing about Juwan Taylor, Sean?
I'm still playing him. He got to get through this. It's just adversity is a part of the game. He just can't have the full start, the offsides penalties. Need to work more on his craft and trust himself, believe in himself, to be honest with you. I mean, you made it this far to the pros. It's something. The reason they're paying you. So you got to figure it out. Fine-tune your game, whether it's fix his stance, get more upright, worry about his kick set a little bit more, and be able to sit down and handle the bull rush and some of the speed, the power, and that the guys are using against him. I mean, hell, he practices against Kalakafis in practice every day, so you should be getting better, but then again, you never know.
When you look at this Ravens defensive line, Sean, and it seems to be pretty beat up, what do they have to do to try to hold the line with all those injuries?
As you see, they got exploited by the Lions last week. and that's a good thing. They beat up. Like you said, they beat up. So we got to really emphasize on running the ball. Pacheco and Kareem Hunt got to get going. Either that, or I've been seeing everybody talking about trading for Alvin Kamara. I don't know about Kamara. I just think we just need a thumper. If we're going to trade for somebody, I'll take the kid from the Jets, Bryce Hall.
Yeah, I'd love to have him, man. Hall would be fantastic here, yeah.
I like him. I watched him coming out of college. I watched him train for the combine and everything, but then even he had a great year, then he got hurt. And for him to come back from his injury, he still has his explosiveness, and he's still young. So I feel like, you know, the longevity of running backs is not a long time in the NFL no more. Yeah, and the only way that's going to work is if you have a two-back system like Knuckles and Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah.
Sonic and Knuckles. So
when
I think that's what the Chiefs really, you know. We got to get Pacheco going and Kareem Hunt going. Bring it back to the old school days when we had Jamal Charles and Thomas Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And been able to get there. And that's why we won a lot of games back then, because we was able to run the ball.
No doubt. Sean, where are you at with Lamar Jackson? You seen enough in the regular season? He's got to be a postseason guy, or does it matter?
If that's the case, Lamar Jackson is just like Josh Allen. Can't win the big game. The Charles Barkley of basketball. Can't win the big game to play in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. And then also, I want to bring this up to you because we haven't seen this ever in the NFL with Derrick Henry having fumble issues. If you're a defensive lineman, man, you're throwing haymakers at that football the entire game, correct? I mean, I know they do that in general, but especially with Derrick Henry these days, fumbling in three consecutive games.
as the young generation say, he's washed.
Derrick Henry's washed?
He's a little washed. And you're too old in your career to be fumbling right now. You're too old in your career right now. You know what I mean? That's something a rookie would do, or a second-year guy coming up from the practice squad that doesn't have experience. Now, all of a sudden, all this hard training you do and all this tough with the chains and the thing, you need to practice working on protecting the football.
I'd be going after that football like it's nobody's business this week, Sean. Yeah. I think that's so imperative. I mean, I grab that like you grab that guy's balls, man.
I don't know about all that, Bob, but yeah, like I grab a beer or something, or when I grab a joint, you know, when I roll up. But yeah, I understand that, Bob. But yeah,
We're off the rails, man.
We love you too. That's why Dusty and I talk about it every week. This time just makes us smile so much when we get the opportunity to talk to you, because you keep it real, bro. Like you do. Like, you're not here giving us the political speeches and all that PC stuff that a lot of people do. Like, you keep it real, and so that's why I want to ask you, if you're going up against Juwan Taylor this week, what are you doing on the defensive line?
Well, if I'm going to get to Juwan Taylor this week, be honest with you, I'm just going to use power and get in his head, mess with him early, just talk to him, just keep messing with him, because that's the biggest thing. It's more mental than physical. Mm-hmm. When I got you psyched out in your head, now you're just going to be jumping. Now, if I beat you one time, now you're going to worry about that again. Now I'm going to come with another move, you know, and get y'all in third and long situations. So,
from what you've seen from Lamar Jackson, get sacked 7 times last week, and it looked like Mac was going nuts, our producer over here, about how much he could have just taken off, and he's not. He's
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
He's turned into, everybody used to say, oh, he could run. That's all he does. Now he wants to prove everybody wrong. He's a passer, and don't get me wrong, his arm strength is there. He could throw the ball, but he's trying to look for the home run. Take what the defense give you. Them 5 yards, if you ran, is you live another down to get the next big play that you're trying to get. He's still sometimes, I'm not going to say immature, but basically immature at the QB position when it's the time, his decision-making. Yeah. And that's what he's lacking. He's a playmaker, don't get me wrong. Game on the line, I mean, Baltimore has a lot of things. Like, the Chiefs defense, we have a lot to worry about. I know we're talking about offense, but shoot, we got to worry about the offense. They got Bateman. They got Andrews. They got weapons over there, too. It's just a matter of them clicking or us getting going before they do.
Yeah, and this Chiefs defense, though, Sean, has been really good for, like, basically the last 3 years. They're 34 games or whatever it is. They're only giving up 18-some points per game. How are they able to stay that consistent for 3 consecutive years where they're giving up less than 3 touchdowns per ball game?
Because of scrappiness of Bolton, Calafaris, Chris Jones, just my boy 55, everybody. I mean, this is collective. Even though taking them back to the first game of the season when we lost, we should have won. If we didn't have to travel that far to Brazil, we win the game. I'll be honest with you. I think the travel has something to do with it, too. And also my boy being outside his rush lane.
When you look at this game, the Chiefs will win this game because of what? And they will lose this game because of what?
The Chiefs will lose this game because if they don't protect Mahomes and we don't execute. I feel like this game is going to come down to a special teams play. I know I say it every week, but as you see, even like last night, what it came down to, and Kyler Murray and them came back and came down to a field goal. You ain't win a field goal, you lose the game. So I believe special teams is the key. We need something big. We haven't had no big returns. You know what I mean? I hate talking about the glory days, but when you had Destin McCluster, even though kickoff return and kickoff rules have changed a little bit, I still think if a guy get a block and you got a speedy guy back there, you should be getting the ball at the 50 every time. It's not going home run.
Are you worried about the kicker, though?
No. I mean, they got rid of, you know, are you worried talking about our kicker?
Yeah, Bucker, yeah.
He's just in a little slump, man. He probably need to go down on go down to the dispensary down there and get his mind right, and then, you know, things will be all right for him.
No doubt. That's what I do. That's what I do at 11 o'clock on Sunday in Missouri, buddy. I've said this game's going to be one of those cigarette games. It might be a cig-a-weed type of game, if you know what I mean, after the end of this one, because of how tight this game could be. You think so or no?
Yes, I think it's going to be tight. And also, I just got to make sure I take my blood pressure medicine before, so I don't get, you know, I have a heart attack mad at Andy Reid and Travis Cleese. And I think that's another thing I need to talk about real quick.
Okay. Yeah,
let me go.
Yeah.
Travis Cleese. Everybody's making a big deal about him and Andy Reid, the sideline battle. That's just a passionate player that loves the game, and he's passionate. Granted, he wants the ball, but, hey, you're getting old, buddy. Gray's been producing. Travis, if we need more production out of him, but he can't – everybody's double-teaming him. You know the ball's going to you, so he has to be patient. That's the biggest thing. I just don't like how everybody was making a big deal about him and Andy. He's just passionate. He's a passionate player.
Yeah. I mean, you talk to people around on the sidelines. They say this happens in every game where guys are doing that. And you know, Tyrann Mathieu, they just said they just let him burn himself out and you moved on with it. But I really believe that Travis Kelce acted that way in this past game because Juwan Taylor did get another penalty because that reaction was right after. Have you ever had a player that you've been so pissed about that caused you to react like that on the sidelines?
I had a couple of coaches sometimes. I mean, Todd Haley had me mad a couple of times. But player wise, I never really had a player that just made me upset. I did, the kicker, Shane Graham, when I played in Cincinnati, he missed a kick to make us go to the playoffs and when we was playing against Denver.
Yeah.
All he had to do was make the kick.
We got to get Travis Kelce. You get back to Travis Kelce. You know what I mean, man? But we'll see what happens.
That's what happens when you engage. You start thinking about life after football. He's thinking about life after football with his businesses, with the 1587 restaurant. He has wedding planning meetings. Trust me, I know Taylor's killing his ass. But hey, what do you think about this cake and planning this and this and this? He's claiming that he's not paying attention, but brother man is paying attention because if you don't keep her happy. The Swiftie is going to go somewhere else.
Damn. All right, Sean, let's leave on a kind of a somber note, if you don't mind. You lost a friend this week who played in the NFL. You see this happen a lot. If guys need help, if anybody needs help, you're always there for people, right?
Yeah, I'm always. Yeah, I lost Rudy Johnson, man. One of the toughest running backs in the early 2000s. Played with him in college at Butler County there in El Dorado, Kansas. Mm-hmm. Then played with him a couple of years in Cincinnati. The message I just want to get out there to everybody, and this is just not NFL people. It's all sports. I think people deal with, it's not just CTE. I think people deal with depression and are very scared to speak out about it. And when you see them dark moments, just find somebody, call. You got the suicide number, call a best friend, tell them it's a 911, call your mom, call. You got to have a good support system. So if there's anybody out there listening today, man, if you're having a bad day, whatever it is, somebody loves you. Chad Ochocinco says it all the time. I love you. And he means that. And people got to understand it and really buy into it. And really, you got to love yourself for one. But when you have kids and a legacy, you leaving them behind, you want to be there for your kids. You know, like Bob, I know you, for instance. Your daughter drives now. So you get to, you know, be passenger princess, but you love her so much, you just want everything for her.
Right.
And if you have, if guys don't understand, we all go through it to a certain extent. Depression, everything. It's not just CTE. It's just life. It's life. Life is life. It's not, you know, some people don't know how they're going to pay their next bill. How are they going to do this, man? You can say prayer, but everything, we still got to have a support system and talk to somebody. Because when you hold them feelings in so long, and then that 1 minute you snap, everybody said, I don't know where that came from. Mm-hmm. You hold your problems in so much.
Well, Sean, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday, and I'll do my best to live myself vicariously through you at the end of the game, if you know what I mean, man.
Trust me, hey, I'll make a post. If we don't win, I'm going to say we need to fire people like the Atlanta Falcons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired, I kill it.
Take care, man. God bless.
See you, bud.
All right, have a good one.
That was Sean Smith. Coming up on the other side, we go from Sean Smith to Steven Spector. I can't imagine a better segue than that with those two guys.
I love it.
We'll get into it next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.